Blog Talk Radio.
Lean back in the Cadillac, gangsta leaning, cause I'm pippin' though. Hit him with the 10 piece, one in the chamber, bro. Street light, see me mobbing on the boulevard. 15's up and hitting hella hard. I'm a bay boy, groomed by the finest in the game. Your boy's straight, so I'm never coming lame. Be easy when you're known, he's Kelly Block. Thinking Call of Duty when the chopper caught. Goon music, theme music for my niggas, yeah. Town business for them out of town is bet. All or nothing, just win, baby, win. Count the spokes of the Daytons, watch them spin, baby, spin. High rock, bring my niggas on them rallies, though. Candy paint, rag top, county living if you didn't know. Bumpy face in my cup, I'm percolating. Baby in the back seat, and she's masturbating. Sun shining like a diamond sun rooftop. I'm digging the scene, keep my mug on me.
So I'm rolling in my sleeve, got these bears holding sweet. I'm all up in the game, so nigga, what you saying? Got the endo when I'm fucking spinning dough. Rockin' stuffin', I'm fresh up on the block. So, nigga, what you saying? Though I'm rolling in the painting, got these bad hoes sweet. I'm all up in the game. So, nigga, what you saying? Got the endo when I'm fucking spinning dough. Rockin' stuffin', I'm fresh up on the block. So, nigga, what you saying?
High side, while I'm stunned, no one can tell me nothing. Got my niggas in the back, steady puffin', steady dipping, bending corners like we NASCAR. Give me five on the petrol, no. November wheat, just sticky green, finessing hoes with the triple beam. Fresh J's on my toes, simple shit to impress these hoes. Chewy for the niggas, powder for the hoes. At the park street, lights flicker constantly. Haters, they don't bother me, cause they just envy me.
Pass me the zigzag,
so I can take a drag. Then a nigga pass paper bag, holding tight on the Thunderbird. My nigga drunk, fingers cutty on the curb. He cussing and he fussing, cause he spent the whole summer hustling. Just another day in the bay where I stay. 1 a.m. I'm rolling through baby's crib. 1993, this how a nigga used to live.
1993,
this how a nigga used to live.
I'm rolling in my sleeve, got these bad hoes sweet. I'm all up in the game, so nigga, what you saying? Got the endo when I'm fucking spinning dough. Like a stepping, I'm fresh up on the block. So nigga, what you saying? So I'm rolling in my sleeve, got these bad hoes sweet. I'm all up in the game, so nigga, what you saying? Got the endo when I'm fucking spinning dough. Like a stepping, I'm fresh up on the block. So nigga, what you saying?
You're back now at the Jack Off Hour. This is DJ Easy Dick. On the balls, right now, something new by Snoop Doggy Dogg. And this one goes out to the ladies from all the guys. A big bow wow wow. Cause we're gonna make it a little misty here tonight. This is DJ Easy Dick on the station that slaps you across your fat ass with a fat dick.
When I met you last night, baby. I had respect for your lady, but now I take it all back, cause you gave me all your pussy, and you even licked my balls, leave your number on the cabinet, and I promise, baby, I'll give you a call, next time I'm honey, you come on over and I break you off. And if you can't fuck that day, baby, just lay back and open your mouth. Cause I have never met a girl that
well, if
corrupt, gave a fuck about a bitch, I'd always be broke. I never have no motherfucking endo to smoke. I get smoked and loony. Bitch, you can't do me. Do we look like BBD? You hoochie groupie. I have no love for hoes. That's something that I learned in the pound. So how the fuck am I supposed to pay this hoe? Just the latest hoe. I know the pussy's minds. I'ma fuck a couple more times and then I'm through with it. There's nothing else to do with it. Pass it to the homie, now you hit it. Cause she ain't nothing but a bitch to me. And y'all know that bitches ain't shit to me. I give some fuck. Why don't y'all pay attention? Approach her with a different proposition. I'm corrupt, ho. You'll never be my only one. Trick ass bitch. In the motherfucking house with a fat dick for your motherfucking mouth. Hoes recognize, niggas do too. Cause when bitches get scandalous and pull a voodoo, what you gonna do? You really don't know. So I'd advise you not to trust that hoe. Silly of me to fall in love with a bitch, knowing damn well I'm too caught up with my grip. Now as the sun rotates and my game grows bigger, how many bitches wanna fuck this nigga named Snoop Doggy? I'm all the above. I'm too swift on my toes to get caught up with you hoes. But see, it ain't no fun if my homies can't get a taste of it, cause you know I don't love it. Woo! Hey, now you know, inhale, exhale with my flow. One for the money, two for the bitches, three to get ready, and four to hit the switches in my Chevy. 6-4 reds, big back, with bitches on my side and bitches on my back. So back up, bitch, because I'm struggling. Just get on your knees and then start juggling these motherfucking nuts in your mouth. It's me, Warren G, the nigga with the clout. Woo!
TIP and this motherfucker with me, niggas. To the mess with it. Rex.
I count 6 shots.
Bustin' out the bando. A nigga jury real metal like a panel. Bleak. I went from rad to riches to a picture with tilt. I went from smart car to a bitch with some smart looks. And that if it need make my hip limp. I'm going fishing with these little bitty strip dips. And my bankroll kinda big dip. Woo. She gon' bring it on a big ship. Quite trail, no quick trip. I got drugs in the alley, no tip, yeah. Woo. Eh. She ain't wanna have a good day. Watch. Smoke way more weed than the guy in the lake. I hold them birds till next May.
Damn.
Never let them fly away.
What?
I heard, hey, hey. This is what my niggas do say.
Don't be blowing me up, nigga, I ain't getting no.
If it ain't about the money.
Ain't no use to you ringing my line, stop wasting my time.
If it ain't about the money.
Nah, I can't even hear what you say, I ain't better do shit.
If it ain't about the money.
Bitch, you can miss me with it. Bitch, nigga, miss me with it.
Turn it. I packed an 11, I packed an 11.
I boom. Turn.
I ran in the gator, my shoes are just set.
No, no, what the fuck? What they got?
I'm sound like the reverend, I shoot at the reverend.
Hey,
fans out the grocery store, they stuff with ladies.
Don't throw me.
Hey, she try make the answers, I tell on these bitches. Hey, when it's about time to pay, I'ma bail on these bitches.
I what you think we in the neighborhood for? Standing at the corner store with a pocket full of dough. I be damned if a nigga wipe a hood, ho. Learned that from UGK, back a pocket full of stone. Put your money down like a book of hard folk. You playing with it, I'ma send them through your car, though. My wife let it shit sick, got bravo. I'm doing it for black and yellow, free hard, oh. The head honcho, nigga, no tonto, nigga. I quit to put some bricks in a Bronco, nigga. Nigga talking shit while I don't respond at all, nigga. No murder, no dough, no combo, nigga. Don't be blowing me up, nigga, I ain't getting no.
If it ain't about the money.
Ain't no use to you ringing my line, stop wasting my time.
If it ain't about the money.
Nah, I can even hear what you say, I ain't better do shit.
If it ain't about the money.
Bitch, you can miss me with it.
This nigga made me with it. Turn it.
I packed an 11, I packed an 11.
I boom, turn.
I ran in the gator, my shoes are just
stepping.
I'm sound like the reverend, I shoot at the reverend. Fans out the grocery store, they stuff with ladies.
Hey.
She try make the answers, I tell on these bitches. Hey, when it's about time to pay, I'ma bail on these bitches.
What you think we in the neighborhood about? Standing in the trash like good blow. Made a baby, you slain that crack. Ride stole the car while he bang that act. If he ever took a law, better bring that back. Catch it with your bitch and he gon' blow your brain by that. Hey, know you better be on your bed behavior when addressing me. Because by gun, we don't let him be. Nigga, disrespect me, I'ma catch a felony. For real, if you listen, I can get you paid. But not interested in the shit you say. If it ain't about the money, nigga, don't be blowing me up, nigga, I ain't getting up.
If it ain't about the money,
ain't no use to you ringing my line, stop wasting my time.
If it ain't about the money,
nah, I can't even hear what you say, I ain't better do shit.
If it ain't about the money,
bitch, you can miss me with it. Bitch, nigga, miss me with it. Turn it.
I packed an 11, I packed an 11.
I boom, turn.
I ran in the gator, my shoes are just stepping. I'm sound like the reverend, I shoot at the reverend. Fans out the grocery store, they stuff with ladies. She try make the answers, I tell on these bitches. Hey, when it's about time to pay, I'ma bail on these bitches.
What you think we in the neighborhood for? Standing at the corner store with a pocket full of dough. I be damn if a nigga wipe a hood, ho. Learned that from UGK, back a pocket full of stone, nigga.
Thank you. I'm a bitch, I'm a mom. I'm a bitch, I'm a mom. can pop with them and guns. Then I got me living they head off. Then I got the happy mind. Leaving them home. Breaking right, back in your studio. Your faster up with that flip. I'm up and they get lit. I'm hitting this shit. And I'm spinning the midst of the darkness. Consider me heartless. So yes, flesh. Gonna put them all in check. Better check your broke legs. Shed time now for giving up respect. We the MST from Singer. Leave they broke camp. They're sending you straight to hell. Up on the foresight. And Bill. Leaving a trail of the bloody victim. The fifth up. Mauling them all. And never to catch me slipping. And tipping and tipping. Defining. Also midnight. Instead of the tripping. We're slipping the strips on over. See the fun of be never sober. Motor told you. Trigger showed you. East Side Life.
Feeling just
put your ticket, bring up to the moon.
Woo! wait for you, I gotta know, I gotta know. Oh, you. Oh, you. And you ain't gotta worry when you're with me. I vibe with your mental because you get me. And whenever you want me, you can hit me. I'll be there in a minute, boy, I'm trying to get close to you.
I had me a heart. a mo. Way back in 80 fucking vote. That's when I was a teen. But my dick was too big to make a bitch bleed. See, and of course I'm slapping hoes, smacking hoes up and down the fucking avenue. And as I do that, I'm digging deep in the pockets for a fat gap. Feel me? I'm so goddamn bad that I had to kick off in the whole back. Cause a girl tried to do me. Ride off with a man in a Mustang Pony. And I knew I'd catch up with her. Next day, there's a paper, yeah, the neck I raised up. But I'm not tripping. Bitches like you want to keep on slipping. So I had to move on to the next young bitch that had it going on. And I'm not here to pump no fear. I'm just a Mac player, pimp of the year, bitch. I learned a hell of a lot up from the get-down start. So I had my hoes going. Had every trap thinking I was the off the dino going. Cause all the game that'll fit is good shit. And the shit that'll fit made me rich. Cause I was all about money. If the girl says she down, well, be come and get the honey. Cause I'm giving it up quick. Take a hit, take a look at them pink lips. And I bet it's better than great. Not knowing that I booked this broad out of state. And I'm at it. I just walked up to her. I said my name Drew down and I slick Rick the ruler. And from that get-go, I'm just a pimp ho, you coming with me? I said the east side, oh. And then she said, okay, I'm on my way. Let me pack my bags before today. Yeah. Then I said, get with it and don't be a bitch and drop split. She was right up under my wing at the airport at 5:15. She said, who are you and why are you here? I said, I'm Drew down and pimp of the year. For making hoes. Every woman that I touch, bitch, turns into gold. And I don't go for talk back. Have respect when you're speaking to a pimp. Fuck that. Deduct from the paycheck. Matter of fact, get your ass in the back of the Cadillac so I can ride and check, mate. Like rule number 8, I keep a bitch in a place. And no, I don't play around, fuck around. When it comes to my money, nigga, and when it comes to getting a bitch sprung, I give a Hennessy with a one-on-one so she can get so high, real high, and that she knows I'm that type of guy. Cause I'ma keep some just for the hoes and for myself. I keep bendo, and when a hoe finds out I'm real, yes I am. Mac player, pimp of the year.
Fuck your mask up, bitch. Mask on, yeah. Fuck your mask up, bitch. I drive anything. Buy my range, make them go insane. My guillotine, drink from Melcine. Take a beam, yeah. Go to those extremes.
Let's go, let's go.
Parliament,
Parliament.
Calamari wins, yeah. Parlay in Vegas, we was in the tennis.
Let's go, let's go.
Before the business, yeah. Theodore Lindsay,
Theodore.
Smoke prescriptions, yeah. Focus on the mission,
put my
intermission.
Hold on,
never take a break.
We can't pull on.
Switch states,
switch
down far and plate.
Switch,
ain't no way, ain't no fucking way. No, we contemplate, we didn't contemplate. No, rob the bank. We gon' rock the game.
Again, they gain, we gain.
Dang, but they are not the same.
We been
Percocet,
yeah.
Miley Percocet,
be it fine.
Percocet,
yeah.
Miley Percocet,
be it fine.
Represent,
yeah.
Gotta represent.
Gang, gang.
Chase a chick,
chase.
Never chase a bitch.
Be it fine.
Mask on,
yeah.
Fuck it, mask off.
Be it fine.
Mask on,
yeah.
Fuck it, mask off.
Be it fine.
Percocet,
yeah.
Miley Percocet,
be it fine.
Chase a chick.
Yeah.
Never chase a bitch.
Chase
a bitch. Mask on.
Fuck your mask on.
Mask on.
Fuck your mask on.
Mask on.
Fuck your mask on.
Gas on.
Never know it, huh?
Yo, man. What it do, it's your boy Dope Ass Music. We in the building, Real Trap Wednesday. Super technical motherfucking day. What's up, Dave?
What's up with you, baby? Locked in?
Man. Get phones out of commission. You saying my computer, my laptop wanna reset. And I like, man, it's like we trying to have a show, man. Just a bunch of haters around here, man.
I only got one word that can summarize everything that's happening right now. Niggas. Period. Niggas.
Man, it's called the LeBron curse.
Oh, you had to go there, huh? You just had to try to throw my boy down the river. It's not going to work. You know the deal. Come on, man. That's some bullshit right there.
Man, first of all, fuck that nigga LeBron, man. If it wasn't for that nigga Kyrie Irving, man.
The fuck does that have to do with anything? What do you mean if it wasn't what for Kyrie? What?
If it wasn't for Kyrie Irving, LeBron wouldn't be a champion, man.
Are you okay. He wouldn't be a champion if it wasn't for Kyrie. Is that what you doing while you trying to update your shit, man? You trying to grumble my face by trying to tell me that LeBron would, man, Kyrie wouldn't know what it takes to win without LeBron. What are you talking about? He's never even been in the playoffs.
See, this is what LeBron does. See, unlike, you know, the superstars of the past, right? LeBron was like, you know what? I'm going to leave my team, my city. I'm going to go be a little biz Nucci. I'm going to go play with D-Wade since he has a championship ring. I'm gonna bring that old gay ass nigga. I'm gonna bring that gay ass nigga Bosh with me. And oh, don't forget, I'm a choke. I'm a super choke in the motherfucking playoffs in the fourth quarter, for like the first 3 years. And then after that, oh well, now you niggas is all old. I'm gonna go back to Cleveland where they got, you know, draft picks and money. And then I'm gonna go there, you know. Unlike the Warriors, you know, who just happened to draft really well. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
I guess when you're like two of six, you gotta do what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, you know, Kobe, you know, who was like 5 of 7. You know what I'm saying? Or Jordan, who was 6 of 6.
Oh, okay. We doing that. I feel what you're saying. Let me just ask you a quick question. It's a simple question. Was LeBron wrong with any moves he made? Yes or no?
He was well within his contractual rights as a human being.
I'm just asking you. If you look back at his career, give me the wrong thing he did.
Letting Deontay West bang his mama.
Okay, he let Delonte West bang his mama. Okay, let's just say he let Delonte West bang his mama was a bad thing. So he was supposed to, what, have Delonte West killed and shit like that, right?
No. See.
All right. Okay.
I'm like,
he's too important.
Let me say it like this. If Zay's mom was fine and had a whole bunch of money,
mm-hmm.
I'd be like, nah, man, I respect my nigga Zay too much to be with his mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because I respect you. You a real stand up nigga.
Now, if you
was LeBron,
vice versa, right?
If you was LeBron, I'd be teabagging your mama every night.
Okay, let me ask you this question. Are we for surely factual knowing that happened?
I mean, I wasn't in the bedroom.
This is my thing. Okay, hear me out. Let's just talk. The reason why I'm asking you these questions is whenever it comes to LeBron James, I feel if you have dark skin, a minority, or if you're just black, let's just play, and you don't like LeBron James, then to me you're a Republican that voted for Trump. Because I'm going to explain why. You know why I really like him, not just because of the basketball skills that I've seen in my face, because I've never, and no matter what you say about him, you can honestly say, like or love or hate or whatever, you have never seen nothing like him on the court. Is that correct? Yes or no?
I mean, I see magic.
You have no. Come on, man. Dope. Let's just be
I seen a 6'9" player that in his rookie season played center and won a championship. That's all I can say. But I've seen something as far as, you know, and before Magic blew out his knee, he was LeBron.
Listen to what you just said. And I'm going to really make you clarify so people, youngsters and whoever, can go look this up. Magic Johnson was good offensively with the ball. He was a ball guru. He can vision, court vision. He got all that. Couldn't play no defense. Now, let's put it to real. And when y'all say he plays center, y'all can't even name the person he plays centered against. That's how what it was. But let's keep it factual. He is not no LeBron James. If your life was on the line in a one-on-one game, you taking Magic Johnson over LeBron in their prime? Come on now. Let's be real. We have never seen nothing like this dude. Come on. The Pistons said, our game plan was easy. Attack Magic. That's how we won that ring against L.A. the second time. It was easy, right? Let me ask you a question. It's very simple to you. Yes or no, has LeBron done everything right that you feel as a black man that you would say, I'm proud of that dude? Yes or no?
Besides coloring his hairline?
Come on, dope. Look, you're throwing shots. I'm asking you. You got to be real. Are you proud to say LeBron James is an upstanding brother? Yes or no?
I want to hate so bad.
You do, but you can't. You can't. You have never seen nothing like this man on the court, and your favorite players off the court got in trouble. This dude don't. He's done everything. I'm not saying he's perfect or saying, but he's done everything prototypically right that you would say, I'm proud of that young brother. You would say that. You would honestly say that. It's nothing. My thing is this. Muhammad Ali, our people back then loved him.
He wasn't soft, though. Muhammad Ali wasn't soft, though.
Well, we can say he wasn't soft. Well, LeBron ain't soft. I don't understand where you see him. Where's soft at? I ain't really seen nobody just beat him up. I've seen Kobe Bryant get chin-checked a few times and slammed on tables and slapped. I ain't never seen nobody put hands on LeBron. You've seen that? Because you can show me that. Exactly. Be quiet when the facts are there.
See,
you gotta stop hating.
Here's a problem with LeBron, right? Here's a problem with LeBron. Here's a problem. Mm-hmm. He does, cause, I mean, he's 260, 6'8", bigger than everybody that's guarding him. But he wants to fight like a little bitch. He wants to cry like a little bitch.
Wow. So no star players cried or flop or nothing. None of them, huh? Just him.
And he want to take, you want to, I'm tired. Let me take a game off. I'm tired. Let me take a game off.
You know what it is? You know what it is? I think you're the problem with America. You're one of the problems. You hate on greatness. You pick
I love greatness. I love greatness.
No, you don't.
I love David.
No,
I love
you don't.
David Robinson. I love Hakeem Olajuwon.
David Robinson.
I love Barkley. I love Shaq.
I'm getting
I love
off the
Shaq.
Phone. Bork, wait.
I love Wilt Chamberlain. I love Jerry West. I love Elgin Baylor. That's greatness.
Nigga, hold on. Time out. Time
I even love Larry
out.
Bird.
You,
I even love Dirk.
You Nichols. Said Charles Barkley is great with no rings, one finals appearances, and one MVP. LeBron's not great or better
he
than that?
He was a 6'4 power forward.
I don't give a flying fuck if he was a 3'4 power forward. You put somebody who ain't won shit in the level of greatness, and you won't acknowledge the man who has had the most pressure out of anybody you've named.
What?
Out of anybody you've named. Oh, come on, man. Who had
what?
More pressure out of those people's names that you just said? Who, Wilt? Because he was only one of the brothers playing back in the 60s? And you never seen him play. And you just said he's 6'8". Wilt Chamberlain is 7'2". He was the only 7'2 player in the NBA. What are you?
What that got to do with that weak ass LeBron leaving Cleveland because he couldn't win with Varishal?
Oh my God! Yeah, even you had to laugh at that one. Come on, I'm gonna ask the question again. What has that young brother did wrong? I ain't heard not one answer yet. He was right to go to Miami. He was right to come back to Cleveland. His proof's in the pudding. He's won rings and been in the finals. Going on 7 straight years. Brother, do you understand he's doing things individually that teams can only do? Teams. You got to give it to him, man. That's all I'm saying. You got to give it to him, dope. You got to, man. You can't keep doing it. It ain't good for your health, bro. You know what hating does? It messes up your sacks. Like, you can't produce semen no more. Hating. You know what I'm saying? No, seriously, hating, it gives you scoliosis. It fucks you all up, bro. Hating is not good. You can't hate. You got to appreciate. I'm telling you what I know. That's the best basketball player you have ever seen with your own eyes.
Never.
I can go on all day about this. LeBron's a great. I don't give a damn what y'all see. I don't give a shit. That I ain't never seen nothing like LeBron. I've seen a Kobe and a Mike. Same two players. I ain't never seen no LeBron James. I ain't never seen a Shaq either. But I've never seen nothing like LeBron.
Man,
what's going on with everybody? Will we getting this in, or what we doing? Where this fool Jit at? Y'all pimping over me?
Man, you know, Jit over there, I think he back over there backhanding some old white ladies.
For no reason.
So,
damn, Jit.
But, you know, Jit's phone's down. Jit's phone's down, man. So, and then now my motherfucking Wi-Fi ain't working. This is bullshit, man. You know what?
Hey, man.
I hate life right now.
This is the black people shit. That's all, man. This niggas. One nigga phone down, one nigga Wi-Fi down. I'm the only pimp that's standing right now. You know what I'm saying? It's just niggas.
I mean, if you weren't so LeBron-esque, I swear to God.
I was just about to say, if you wasn't such a LeBron hating, everything would be working right now. Everything would be on point.
Wow, did you really have the audacity to say that? Did you really have the audacity?
Oh, yes, I did. I'm just wondering when you gonna stop hating. You hate on everything great. You don't like Floyd. I don't still don't understand.
I love Floyd Mayweather. Don't ever.
No, you don't. You came over my house, quote unquote, and you was cheering for Shane Mosley to beat Floyd
Never.
Mayweather.
Never.
Fact.
Never.
Facts.
I wanted him to break I wanted him to break Marciano's record. So I would never hate on Floyd. Never.
I never understood that. Why everybody so trips on his record? Like, we all know that Rocky Marciano ain't a better fighter than no fucking Floyd Mayweather, do we? Are we still going to go with that? Because that's bullshit.
That's not the point. That's not the point, Dave.
That's not the point. I got to go with the. I know you want to break the record. He tied the record. He going to fight Conor. I don't give a fuck. I wish he didn't fight. Just get these checks, man, and build your brand with the fighters you got. You know, but hey. But that's okay, man. We could.
So since my Wi-Fi is definitely must be a motherfucking LeBron fan, right?
Right.
That's the only way that's the only reason why this is happening. So shout out to my man Jib. We just gonna go ahead and get the party started, man. Let me go ahead and ask a question.
All right.
Why you don't trust the police, man?
Nigga, have you been seeing what's been going on since the beginning of time with us and trusting the police? No. No, I don't trust no. I trust Bloods and Crips before I trust the damn police because I know at least their attention. Why don't we trust the police, man? I mean, seriously, if you haven't encountered your own experience of some type of BS with the cops, I'm sure somebody around you has experienced it. And it's nationwide. And it just ain't been favoring us. And if you look at the history of the police, bro, they've been having, how do I put this? They've been having Nazi cops, or let's just say rogue cops or whatever, racist cops coming to our neighborhoods to police us with all intentions to not police. So I think that's always been a problem. I think they need to have more neighborhood people or people that can relate to the neighborhood or don't have the intentions but to protect and serve, do that with the society. But no, I don't trust the police. Not at all. It's a damn shame when you're driving in your car, you got to, you know, you get nervous when you got your license, your registration, you ain't got nothing on you, you're clean. That's a problem. That is a problem for my people. So, no, there ain't no trust for the cops. I ain't saying all cops is bad, but no. No trust at all.
So what you going to do when the when somebody breaks into your home, bro?
What am I going to do? Well,
yeah.
Well, I mean, what they going to take? Ain't that much I got, but I mean, hey. No, I mean, seriously, your first reaction is to call the police, right? And then what the police going to do, they're going to fill out that bogus-ass police report that's probably going to get stuffed under their seat or used to break down their cocaine on or their weed. And what happens? Hopefully they find your shit. I don't know, man. I don't know. I guess you would have to call the cops, but I just feel like your shit's gone. Your shit's gone. I don't know, man. I just don't. To answer your question, I just don't trust the police. Not for what I'm seeing from TV, from my own experience, through the beginning of time, and on with us. It has not favored brothers and sisters that are dark-skinned, colored people, minorities. It does not. There's no trust.
All right. Would you trust it better? If the police grew up in the neighborhood,
I believe yes, the relatability factor. Yes, I would.
Okay, so what's the difference? So, like, I mean, there's good cops, right? There's good cops.
Yeah. There's damn sure good cops. Just like there's women who don't expect that much from their men. Yeah, they're out there. It ain't that many of them motherfuckers, but they out there. Do you trust the police? Is what you're saying? Are you saying you're pro police?
No, I'm just saying they're an evil necessity.
Now, I love how you broke that down. You said evil necessity. please break that down, because I thought that was dope, actually. No pun intended.
Well, so it's like, legally, we have to have them. But somebody, you're saying, you know, let's just say somebody assaults me. Like, I have the right to self-defense, mm-hmm. right?
Of course.
But, you know, you're supposed to go to the police. And also, what if I'm in a situation where I don't want to get into a shootout, right? I don't want to get into a shootout with this nigga.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do? I got to call the police. Because legally, if I get out into a shootout nigga with a nigga and I am not 100% legit, then guess what? I go to jail for a long, long time.
Okay.
So, they're an evil necessity because at the end of the day, we need somebody to police the bad people that you really don't want to deal with, or you don't want to go to that next level. There's just some people that go to a level higher than you're really wanting to go. That's where
right.
you get the police in. So they're an evil necessity because, you know, like, I don't want to have to try to hunt down the motherfucking Bay Area, you know, night slasher. I don't want to have to hunt that nigga down. Let the police do it. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, let the police handle that bit because that's their job title, right?
That's their job title. You know what I'm saying? So
got it.
That's why I feel they're an evil necessity because at the end of the day, do they represent the white interest? Absolutely. But when you have no other recourse, you know, I guess it's sort of like, I guess if you have nowhere else to go and the only place you can go is live with your, you know what I'm saying, your drunk uncle, abusive uncle, I guess it's sort of like that.
Yeah,
I guess it's
the
same kind of correlation. If you have nowhere to go and you're like only 10, I mean, you're probably gonna go stay with your drunk, abusive uncle.
Hopefully,
or go into foster care.
Yeah. So I get your point. The evil necessity. I mean, I thought it was raw how you said it. I thought it was dope how you said it. I just think with the police, I can agree with you. They're an evil necessity depending on who you are. We're speaking from a minority urban demographic right now. If we were speaking from a upper white class suburban privileged
point of view, they are a delightful,
they're a blessing
requirement.
Yes.
They're a delightful requirement.
Exactly. So now my question is, does it have more to do with economy or through race why we feel these views on the police? Or is it just basically a mixture of it both?
Well, I mean, it's always economics and race, because as we all aware of that in the 1800s there was no police until everything was governed by volunteers, right? So
mm-hmm.
you know, people in the neighborhood would volunteer to get together and police the area. So that's how gangs, you know, the Irish gang, and then you had the Irish police, right? You had the gangs that would, you know, victimize the people. And then you had the people, the police, that would stop the victim. But that's why a lot of the police were all Irish, because they actually got together to create, you know, the police to help against the gangs.
Mm-hmm.
Same reason why gangs were created in California, which was because to protect the neighborhoods from police brutality.
Right.
Well, gangs
so
was actually created, yeah, that too, but gangs was also created because of other white gangs that were terrorizing people. And then you got the gladiators, the businessmen, and all them that came along that were, like you said, they were getting tired of that. Because Compton and
yeah.
all that area was all white.
Oh, it was.
And then the brothers started
white.
Moving here. Huh?
Yeah. Then, shout out to White Flight. Shout out to White Flight. Now it's white gentrification.
You know what I'm saying, right? But I do believe in, you know, self-preservation. I do believe in, if the Panthers was here, a lot of things would be totally different. That's just me. But I look at the police department t- to us like playing baseball, major leagues. I wish it was more of us in the major league because I think baseball would be so much better if it was more brothers playing. But we don't want to play that shit.
But you know why we don't play baseball? If you notice that 90% of baseball players actually playing baseball with their fathers.
So you would say it's since the lack of father, or you'll say fatherhood in our community.
If you haven't noticed,
out to the baseball
The population of black baseball players, unless you're Hispanic, you know, we're Hispanic niggas, we don't really count them. We're talking about American niggas have dropped down significantly since the 90s.
And why is that? It goes right back to your original question. Do you trust the police? No, because the police is locking niggas up left and right on trumped up charges, falsified charges, setting them up.
I don't know about setting them up, but we kind of setting ourselves. So I was looking at this situation, right? This is a crazy situation, right? Shout out to Charlamagne the God. He has deep brother, even though he said some ignorant shit, but you deep brother, right? And then also, who else said something? Lord Jamar from motherfucking Brand Nubian. If you don't know who that is, you know what I'm saying? Find that shit out. All right. So you take a group of people, give them no economic, you know what I'm saying, opportunities, and you stack them, you know, 10, 20 stories high, right? Compact them all in this area with limited resources and no economic opportunity, right? They're going to have to make choices in order to survive, right? Now, those choices that you take in order to survive is what's going to get you with the police. Because the police's job is to catch you doing criminal shit.
Right.
That's the job. So, now when you make that choice to rob, steal, whatever, right? You're now giving them the opportunity to lock you up, right? Just because I wasn't locked up, you wasn't locked up. Now, the reason why we weren't locked up, why? Not that we didn't do criminal felony shit. We didn't do sustainable criminal felony shit, or we didn't get caught doing criminal felony shit.
Right.
You know,
right.
But what about the ones that weren't lucky enough? But we chose to do that, though. We chose to do that. We could have just been like, you know what? I'm gonna sit here, be broke. I'm gonna eat these ramen noodles, and that's it. We could have did that. We could have had the worst. We could have had the broke down shoes.
Yeah, I mean, choices are made. That I will never, you know, skim over that because that's facts. We all make – life is choices. That's it. That's all it is. It's about your choices you make, right? But if you look at the beginning of the time, at the end of slavery, that's when they started creating those type of things to keep as a slave because people in the jail penitentiary system, they will feel that they're slaves in some form or fashion of way too because they're getting paid doing cheap labor that they're not even getting paid off. And the prisons is a big business, and that's why they came out with charges such as trespassing, loitering.
That was to lock up niggas after they freed them.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? So we never had a leg up. Yes, there's choices that could be made. But like I said, it's very hard to make a fucking choice when you're sitting there five kids deep, mama is working three jobs just to keep us barely with the same clothes that we're sharing. Daddy is either gone or he's trying his best or daddy's just gone. Let's just get a typical black story. And I'm sitting there with my two younger brothers, my three sisters. And I walk outside. Remember, we sharing the same clothes. We eating cold hot dogs, ramen noodles. And I go across the street, and this nigga telling me for this, this, and this, you can take care of your family. What you think? What do you think you're gonna do? It's easy to say what you're not going to do when you're privileged. But when you're not privileged, talk to me then. Holler at me then when your fucking area looks like a ghost town. No education. Patient. Come on, man. They're going to have to wake up. I get it. Life is choices, though, and I'm with you on that. But it's easy to make a choice when it's not that hard to choose from. I mean, when it's, you know, you have options. When you don't, I don't know, brother. I feel for them. That's all I'm saying. I understand going out there to sell dope. I get it. I get it. That's all I'm saying, my brother.
But here's the thing. What I don't understand, you know, because we're going to talk about some real shit that's happening with our community, man. We need to talk about some real shit.
Right.
Why is it okay for us to be okay with killing each other? Why is that so okay? Like, why don't we sit there and say, you know what? I ain't gonna sell to no niggas. I'm gonna sell to these white bitches out here. Get them all strung out on crack. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Here, white bitch, get this crack. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you wanna try to kill black people? I'ma kill you, officer. I'ma stand with my brother.
Well, cause okay, I'm gonna break this down. You gonna feel me? Remember Dare with Nancy Reagan?
Oh yeah.
Right. Why did D.A.R.E. come into play? D.A.R.E. came into play because white boys started getting and girls started getting high over there on Westwood, on the other side of tracks. See, they was okay with us killing and smoking each other out. They okay with that. No, believe it or not, that's another form of gentrification. That's another form of us doing their job for them. Real talk. But when you go over there, and I want you to not say try this, but just see how it goes. Try selling dope in the hood, but then try to go sell that same dope over in a good white neighborhood. You tell me how that day goes for you. You won't make it through the day selling dope, my brother. You won't. You will not. You can stand on the corner. Why is it you can stand on the corner in the hood, but you cannot stand on the corner in a rich neighborhood or a white privileged neighborhood? It's not coincidence, man. All I'm saying is, why are we doing it? That's the answer, bro. We could blame it on our stupidity, our pride, lack of fighting, ignorance. We could blame it on everything. But it's easier to kill somebody that's close to you that they don't give a fuck about in the first place versus going over to their side and killing them. Bro, if we tried that, they'll knock us down. But what we do need to do, and this is why Tupac is the greatest rapper of all time, to me. This is outside his rap. See, this is why I fuck with certain niggas over. That's why I fuck with the LeBrons. It's not just about the game. What they do on top of the game. I started thinking Pac was the man when he did what he did in Atlanta. Remember when he shot the off-duty cops? He shot at them?
Shout out to Pac.
You feel me? He got out his car because they was jumping on a brother. Let me ask all you real niggas out here, how many of y'all doing that? And then to shoot back at them? And then what were they? What did I just say they were, though? They were off-duty police officers whooping on a nigga in Atlanta in the 90s. Why don't we trust cops? Those, it's always going to go right back around, baby.
Hey, you know, that's crazy. Just think about it. Just think about that. Now, like, how the fuck did he get off, though? See, that's you know what the beauty of the Black Panthers was? I'm going to tell you what the beauty of the Black Panthers was.
Talk to me.
They told you about how the law works.
Yes.
See, so it was like, okay, well, this law says we can carry guns as long as they're not concealed.
Yep.
So there was no way to impose selective racism there. How are you going to impose it? Just right here in the law. And also they stuck together. Right? So it's like,
right.
Okay, you can't get me one-on-one. I'm always with my crew. So you can't catch me slipping by myself. And if you do catch me slipping by myself,
I'm already armed.
That's facts. That's facts.
But
I miss the Panthers.
The problem is we have black lawyers. You think the black lawyers are gaming us up?
Talk to them, though.
They're not going to schools and saying, hey, let me tell you about your rights as black people. Tell you about your rights. Because I remember I got pulled over. A cop told me I had to put my phone away. I said, no, I don't. I have the right to record you. I have the absolute right to record you. I can record. I said, I put my mother, and now, in matter of fact, I don't even want to talk to you. So right now, are you detaining me? Because if you're not detaining me, I want to call my lawyer.
Police hate that.
Oh.
They hate that.
They hate it.
Oh,
they hate it. I don't have to roll my window down for you, officer.
I can crack my window. Yep.
One cop had the audacity to open up my door and grab me up out of my car. But guess what happened after I went to the courthouse? He didn't show up. Oh, he didn't show up. But the fact is, I had to spend overnight in jail because I was being a motherfucker. I had to work. You know, this was when I was over there on A Street. Before they had the drop top marrow. You know, what I'm saying peanut butter top. They was hating on me because I was, I'm a young cat with a brand new marrow. Okay. I don't give a fuck. Oh, what do? You sell dope? No. I am dope, but I don't sell dope. I got a job, nigga. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to
say. Shout out to Comcast. Shout out to Comcast.
You feel me? Hey, but I like, though, what you mentioned, though, about the Panthers. I like that. Because I do feel that the Panthers, I think they're very underrated.
The FBI called them, labeled them a black terrorist group. The United States government, the same tactics they used to undermine the Viet Cong in Vietnam.
Bro, do you understand? You know why they hated the Black Panthers so much that nobody talks about? It wasn't the fact that they were, let's say, militia. It wasn't even the fact that they were feeding their people with lunch programs. They really couldn't stand the Panthers, especially Huey Newton, because they were smart. Does anybody know what Huey Newton was, other than the Panther, what his real profession was? Angela Davis, do you? These people were smart. They were college educated. So
Merritt College has a thing right now for you to be new.
Nigga, do you understand? Like, that's what's the scary part. It ain't about, look, man, they want us to bounce the ball as high and run as fast and rap as good and sing as loud. They want that. But a motherfucker that can go out there and make the people say, oh, shit, and move to his movement, and make people see the light, and also tell them, nigga, we ain't scared. We were ready to go to war with y'all, and we're smart. That's too scary for America, bruh. That's America's worst nightmare. And
you know why they gave us the right to vote, right? You know why they gave us all the civil liberties, right? Because when you oppress a people, and they can stick together. Well, when you take the chains off. And they have the freedom of going wherever they want. Oh, okay, you wanna be able to vote like a white man? You want to be able to live where the white man lives? Okay, here you go. Now you have no incentive to stick together. Now it's every man for himself. If we're both black, and we both, no matter how rich I am, I can't go through the front door of this building. We don't stick together. But what you say, you know what? Your kids can go to my school. If you can afford it.
Yeah. Cross these lines and live in this neighborhood, that's why I never thought about that. That's why certain public school or districts, you got to live in the neighborhood in order to go to that school.
Yep.
Different education. That's, yeah. Makes you wake up on a lot of shit. I just, man, shout out to the Black Panthers, man. Shout out to Tupac. God rest your souls. fuck J.
That's
Edgar.
That's why. Now, J. Edgar Hoover, he did do some good things. But
that nigga started.
But I mean, yeah, it was him, right?
Him and Nixon,
out of
man.
Every. See, basically, the whole drug thing, right? Drugs were already prevalent in the black community. Here's the craziest thing. Motherfuckers don't understand. Drugs was perfect. Drugs and fucking whorehouses were perfectly legal. Once somebody decided, oh, cocaine make niggas rape white women. We need to make them illegal. That's when they became illegal. That's when, oh, and whorehouses have Asian people in them, and they enslaving these white women in the little opium den. Oh, now we got to go ahead and outlaw prostitution.
That's true. You just brought up something for me. I know I'm going off topic. I'm sorry. Why aren't whorehouses
legal? This is free flow.
Okay, let me bring this up. Let me switch gears. You know what I'm saying? Because I love white people, man. You know me. I got white family. I love them. I love them to death. Listen to this. Why aren't whorehouses legal? Do you know how much money prostitution in whorehouses will bring this fucking nation? Okay, I can guarantee you and bet anybody right now want to take this bet if y'all follow my lead. If we make prostitution and the whorehouses legal, I bet you we will be all living good. I bet you wouldn't be that many problems because the budget will be so good. Everybody will be eating and everybody will be taken care of. And I'm going to tell you why. You might be thinking, well, how could you say that, Zave? You got daughters. Nigga, shut the fuck up. My daughters ain't going to be selling no pussy or at the goddamn whorehouse. Unless they pimp it. The fuck is wrong with you? But I will say this. How about if it's legalized adult, everybody's checked, background checks are done, safe sex is performed, no women are getting beat, and this is taxed, everybody's eating. Why not? Somebody tell me why not, please.
Dave, you know the reason why?
Why?
Because it's against the religion.
What religion?
A lot of the laws are. All right, so think about it. Up until very, very recently, 50% of the country is Christians, right? You're not supposed to fornicate. So before the outlaws, it wasn't gentlemen men going to whorehouses. Who's going to whorehouses? Desperados, social outcasts. They were going to the whorehouses. So I mean, people don't understand that within the 40 years how the I guess you can say Christianity landscape of the United States has changed. Think about it. How many of us was forced to go to church and was forced to believe in the Bible?
Bruh. Okay, listen to me. I feel you that, but since you're bringing the religious aspect of it, you know they were selling pussies in the quote-unquote Bible, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
One of his most loyal followers was a woman by the name of Mary Magdalene, who was a known prostitute?
Oh, yeah, but, you know,
probably
one
of the greatest tales or stories in the Bible
hoes.
In history.
Huh? He's the only one that saved hoes. Jesus is the only one that saved hoes.
Well, okay, but at the end of the day, all I'm saying is, if you're looking at it from a religious aspect, God created that, right? And if it's been going on since I'm just talking to religious people right now. And if it was going on in the Bible and you're such a Jesus follower and let's say a quote-unquote woman of the leisure of the night was a Jesus follower, same like you, what's wrong? Women are selling vagina already. Some are giving it up for free to a bum-ass nigga that ain't doing nothing for them. And I'm talking facts right now. But you gonna tell me, dope, that if there was somewhere where women can sell their vagina and they're protected and they're getting paid too, you telling me that wouldn't be filled up around the block and you would have people booking reservations on Yelp to get in here? You lying.
Him. So me and Zay, we're going to open up an imaginary whorehouse.
Yes.
All right, me and Zay, we're going to open up an imaginary whorehouse now.
And we're going to. And we're going
to
call it the melting pot.
You have to get a membership for it, the melting pot.
Yes.
All right, so here's the first rule. Here's the first rule. And, Zave, you're going to give a rule. I'm going to give a rule.
Right.
Or regulation so we can make this
okay. Whorehouse
work.
Perfect.
The first thing you got to do is you got to become a member. Only way you can become a member is you got to get tested.
Background checks,
and you got to be tested.
Facts. Those, I agree. That's one rule. Background checks and testing. It has to be a clean, safe, up to ordinance or coordinates environment. Yes.
All right.
Yes,
okay.
I totally agree with that. I totally echo that one there. I do believe, other than that, I would say another rule, or let's just say a regulation. Let's go with, everything must be kept up. Like records and shit, like taxes. It's going to be taxed, so we got to make sure I know this is not a law or regulation, but it's just something I would believe in. I do believe there has to be security. It has to
be.
The thing, what I'm saying is, you got people that's going to come in here paying for women, right? Alcohol is going to be there. A lot of amenities will be there. That place has to be safe. That place has to have cameras rolling, security there. I want it to look like Dennis Hoff. You remember the Bunny Ranch in Vegas?
Yeah.
Why is it legal in Vegas? And look, they're doing great.
Oh, because it's regulated.
Because it's regulated. That's all I'm saying.
And
just regulate the shit, man. That is so
all
much
right.
money.
Come on. Oh, another thing with the melting pot. VIP members don't have to use condoms.
Oh, whoa. Nigga, no.
Yeah.
What? What is wrong with you? This is not a porno. This is real life
shit,
bro. No.
They're already tested.
Well, no. Listen to me. Mr. Marcus came back and gave syphilis to the porno industry, nigga. Shit happens. Bacterias. These niggas might not believe in bathing. Nah, man. The women might not believe. I don't know. All I'm saying is, no, bro. Condoms has to be a go. Now, if y'all want to take it there and y'all feel like y'all built a relationship, okay, well, then I get that. Then a waiver has to be signed, nigga. No.
There we go. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Okay, I'm with you on that. Take off the condom waiver got to be signed, meaning you've signed it, so whatever goes down, you're held accountable. I'll sue your ass, because
yeah.
These VIPs, and y'all got to be making money. Okay, now
yeah.
There's going to be other lower chain brothels you can go to with the same rules but cheaper rates, because the women going to look like fucking Lawrence Taylor there.
And then you crazy.
Okay, there's going to be ones all over. You ain't got to worry about that. But I do believe in a whorehouse, prostitution, with adults, consenting adults, because I'm not for the sex trafficking with kids. I think that is the worst shit that's going on in this world, and that needs to be stopped. That's my opinion. But I do believe in, you know what I'm saying? I believe in this, that would work, man. How much money now are you making? You're bringing in so much money, dude. Per slut house or whatever you want to call it, brothel. Nigga, what?
You know, Zay, when you brought the whole, we got like 9 minutes left. I want to bring this up real quick because it actually it was actually brought up to me, right? So one of my peoples, right? I'm gonna tell you a little background story, right?
Right.
The man that she married, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, molested her and her sister and her brother, right?
God damn.
Man that she married molested my homegirl, her sister, and her brother, right?
Damn, this nigga's evil. Fuck. Even the brother? Yeah. Shit.
Yeah, even the brother. So then, daughter goes to mom, says, hey, this is what's happening. Both daughters go to the mom. Son's denying it, right? He's like, ain't happened. I don't care what you say. Didn't happen. Right? The daughters go to the mom. Mom says, you know what? I love him 30 years. For 30 years, right? Still married to the dude. Shows up to all the family functions. He's sick. The nigga's there, right? The brother's long gone. He's in fucking Florida and shit. But the two daughters are still there. And she was like, oh, my mom is sick. She's ill, right? Here's my question, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that a person that is supposed to protect you can still have so much love for and feel sad when something bad is happening to them? When something was bad happening to you, they didn't give a shit.
Okay. Nigga, I don't feel for that. I don't understand that because, first of all, where is this nigga at? Is he in jail? Is he dead? Is he what is he?
No. He's nice. He's cooling out there with the family in Modesto.
How is he cooling out there?
Oh, I mean,
you see what I'm saying? Look, bro. And I'm just gonna keep it a fact with you. Each his own. God bless everyone. If you can forgive and forgive, you know what's that old saying? If you love it, I like it. It's certain shit you don't let go. I don't get over it. I can't forgive and I can't forget. That's one of them, my brother.
Yeah.
That's one of them. So, I mean, I can forgive. Go ahead, my bad.
I'm like, okay. So, I mean, she called me crying. Oh, my God, my mom, she's ill. I think she's going to die. I'm like, ain't this the same woman that let your stepfather...
Yeah.
And she said, what the nigga? Like, why do you have so much? And you know, maybe it's because, number one, the fact that my mom left me when I was 4, so I'm like, fuck that bitch. So I have no idea, you know, to kind of have any kind of empathy for my mom. But if I did have a mom.
But it ain't about the mom, bro. It's not about the empathy for the mom, though.
I'm just going to say, if I had a choice between my mama leaving me and my mama letting a motherfucker do some shit to me, I'd rather have my mama gone.
I'm not mad at nothing you saying because that's what you embarked on. I embarked on something different to where I understand riding for my mom even though she let me down because that's my mother. So I get that aspect. So you know what I'm saying? I understand where you're coming from. I just come from that aspect. However... let's say something happened to me, and over here, let's just say she gets, you know, remarried, she gets with someone else, okay? Just say it happens. I died, she moved on. And this nigga ran up in both my daughters, and she's allowing it. You will never hear my daughter say, oh, no, he got to go. I hope she kills him. I'm sorry, bro. No. So I hear where you're coming from. That's some demon shit, bruh. You always protect your children, family. That's your job, bud. You got to hear where I'm coming from. Protect your kids at all costs. And you never let nothing happen to your kids like that. And still, no, I know. But God bless her and them kids. Nah, bruh. That's just my opinion. No.
can't do it. And then people wonder why 70, you know, you're saying when stuff like that happened, why is it? Well, there's two reasons why the gay rate among women are so high. Number one, there's a plethora of sexual assault by men. And number two, because they're the dominant. So due to the beautiful thing of slavery and the destruction of the black family and the black family, women are now the dominant. Because in slavery, if nobody had noticed, that what they would do is they would have the big strong male mate with the woman, and then remove the male from the equation. So to protect her son, she would say, you need to be docile and meek and to survive, but he was big and strong so he could work. He posed no threat to the white man. The woman, well, you have to learn how to survive because these men are going to try to, you know, take everything from you. So she made her strong and independent. Now, once slavery occurred, once slavery was removed from main life, slavery still exists in prison. It's legal. So after slavery was abolished for the main, you know, for free people, the hierarchy was put back together. You had men, women together. Men and women had to stay together to survive because up until 1920, women didn't even have the right to vote. So they had to stick with the men. So after 1920, when women got the right to vote but they still were designated to certain jobs, like they couldn't get certain jobs, so they couldn't make good money. So until the 60s, late, you know, early 70s, and then, of course, when the social engineering occurred, where they said, you know what, we've been decimating your black communities with drugs, and we're tired of trying to take care of all these babies, because it's an economic plight on our white money. This is what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and create the housing system and welfare. And so that way, so we're just going to give you just enough to barely survive, just like in slavery. But mostly for you guys that are comfortable with it, you'll just stay there. You won't try to exceed because you don't want to lose your free ride. You'll just sit there and mire in the bottom of the economic status with your low-income housing in a horrible area and your bare means of food. Oh, but by the way, you can't have a nigga there. So you're going to raise your